This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations right here, two great radio stations all across the country on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNlive.com on their website. You can go over there and hear it streaming over there. And also, we broadcast on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in the country. And not to be forgotten about, leading independent stations scattered around to give us a nice cross-section across the country as well. And we thank everybody very much for tuning in and listening to us on the radio. But we also appreciate our internet audience, which listens, and we have a very substantial audience listening on the internet, a big crowd of people over there in India, as well as in Germany, and Maria and the gang over there in Germany. Hello, Maria. Appreciate you and everything you do to promote the show. And, of course, we're also on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, as well as our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our FedEx and UPS drivers. UPS just signed and got a new contract, and they're not hurting for money for a while. Their benefits are going to be a total of $170,000 a year. That's a total benefits package for each individual union member. Now, also, you can go check us out, the bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail around. We've got John. We saw John, the mail hauler, yesterday. He came up to have lunch with us there at Mission Barbecue in Bexley in Lutz. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the oil as well. We appreciate everything you guys and gals do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, where we are streaming right now. If you can't hear us any other way, go over to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, scroll down towards the bottom, and you'll see the Listen Live link. That is a stream of what I'm saying right now is over there. And let's go over there and out there to the West Coast and pick up Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, who's anxiously awaiting to talk to the country. Okay, good morning, Kyle.
And good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Okay, it's still 80 degrees. Clear skies. Everybody's had enough barbecue from yesterday, so they're going back in again. But it's a happy crowd over there. Happy crowd. So, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Kyle, as we move along here, there's a lot of questions that are being asked about the president and his trip to Maui. And, of course, Maui residents just absolutely tore Biden to pieces for the tone-deaf comments during the multi-million-dollar photo op visit that he made to Hawaii, which a lot of people are calling outrageous.
Well, you know, he should never have mentioned his 67 Corvette that, you know, he almost lost in the kitchen fire or whatever it might have been.
It was a kitchen fire. Yep.
Yeah, but it just, you know, honestly, it's completely irrelevant to the suffering of the people on Maui, especially in Lahaina. And the president should have simply said, you know, this is terrible. We're here to help. I empathize. I can't even imagine what you're going through. But he talked about his Corvette and his cat, and I guess he figured...
And almost losing his house to a fire, right?
Well, that's right, Jess. So we have some semblance of what's going on here and so forth. But nobody wanted him to stand up there and tell some story like that. They wanted him to do, like, I don't know, president stuff.
Well, last night I kind of gave the... I blew the whistle on what he did in terms of the fire and why we knew that it wasn't what it was. Plus, it was easy to check and see what it actually was. It was a stove fire, a fire on the stove. Now, when you have a house fire, quote, a house fire, and the initial response is a mutual aid response where you call in other units because you're going to try to save the structure, and it takes manpower to do that. That would have been the initial call. None of that happened because it wasn't part of the problem.
Well, exactly. And I think, Captain, I think the administration people and even Dr. Jill, and I don't think they know what Biden's going to say until he says it sometimes. And then just the looks on their faces sometimes look like,
well,
okay, uh-oh.
That was an outright lie, and I hope to hell somebody at the White House asked Frenchie that question about why did he have to lie about a house fire. And I can't wait to hear her answer, because it wasn't a house fire. It was a kitchen stove fire.
Well, right. Well, again, you know, this isn't the first time. I'm surprised he didn't say he was out driving his big rig when it happened.
Ha! There you go. All right. Well, hold that thought, because we're going to drive our big rig into a break here, folks. And we'll give you a little toot of the air horn here. If I had an air horn to toot, I'd toot it, but I don't. So we'll be right back with more on Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before we get over there to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends, Pete and Seth Talbot, at Relief Factor. Yep, Relief Factor. That's a product that I take on a regular basis, and I take it for two reasons. It works, and it works for me, and it has been working for me for well over 13 years right now. Now, I first found out about it the way you're hearing about it, if this is your first time, on the radio. And I said, man, I got to try that because it sounds like it's something that might work. Well, I did. I tried it, and after about a week or so of taking it, it was in my system, and it really started to work, and it worked just exactly the way that it was. I was told it was going to. Now, Relief Factor is part of my daily health plan that I take every day with a meal in the morning, whatever time that is, if it's early when I leave the radio station or if it's a little bit later in the morning, whatever it is, the first meal, that's when I take it because you should take this product with food. That's number one. Number two, because of the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it is totally drug-free. There are no narcotics at all in this. And the product will go straight to the source of the pain, the discomfort, or the swelling, or the inflammation that you've got going on. Because that's what it does. And that's the problem, the inflammation. That's what causes the pain, causes everything else to happen. And this will work. Give it a chance, follow the instructions, and see what happens. Now, you get it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. It's only $19.95. Give it a try. See what you can do. $19.95 on a 3-week quick start. And in the words of Kyle Warren,
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo! ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain, $19.95 on a 3-week quick start. Go over there and give it a try and see if you aren't pleasantly surprised. Well, Mr. Kyle, did Joe Biden fall asleep yesterday during a Maui event?
Well, there is a video of showing him appearing to sort of be nodding off a little bit, maybe lightly napping. His head is kind of forward, and it looks like his eyes are closed. So there's people all around him sitting at tables, so I don't think he was supposed to be doing that.
So once again, he gets caught doing something that he shouldn't have been doing.
Well, you know, obviously there is a time change, and there's it's a far plane flight and so forth. But this isn't the first time, I think, and sometimes politicians, this does happen. But unfortunately for Joe Biden, it just adds into the aura that he's not really capable. It doesn't have stamina, basically.
Well, I don't think he should be the president. I think he's a horrible example. Because you never know what in the hell he's going to say or do, and you don't know if he's going to trip and fall on his nose at any moment either.
Well, if you notice him walking around the burned-out areas there on Maui, surveying them, his gait is very strange, and it looks like he's not very stable. And I hate to say that. Doesn't make us happy. It's just an observation.
He should be walking with a cane. Nobody would say a word.
No, but again, whenever it comes to presidential optics, every little thing is important. But I think that they've just given up the ghost on this thing because they know they can't really hide it anymore. And especially when they give Joe Biden a microphone, this is probably verboten as much as possible. You know, unless he's got his 3x5 cards or is reading off a teleprompter, which presents its own problems.
Yeah, and if his glasses are dirty, he can't see them, right?
Right, I suppose.
All right. Well, top GOP lawmakers are demanding the DOJ provide an IRS whistleblower retaliation probe for info in the Hunter Biden case.
Well, that's right. They're demanding Inspector General Michael Horowitz give them specific details about the scope of the investigation about these IRS whistleblowers, the retaliation evidently that appears to have happened.
Okay. Hopefully that'll work out. By the way, when it comes to the debate, more information, 8 GOP candidates will be gathering for the first debate on Wednesday. There were 9 apparently that qualified, but eight that specifically qualified, and the one that qualified is not going to be there, is Donald Trump.
Well, that's right. That's right. And I think his presence will be felt. I do think as well, Captain, that without Donald Trump there, you know, something's going to happen. I mean, they're going to talk about these issues and their points of view and their platforms and whatnot. Somebody's going to get some kind of boost out of this. And I would think that person's probably going to be, just we haven't seen the debate yet, but probably going to be Vivek Ramaswamy, only because he seems to be pretty dynamic. So if he's able to score some good points, land some good shots, you know, the sky could be the limit for him coming out of this debate.
Well, Ramaswamy yesterday was pretty much torn into by a CNN reporter who, as he was trying to clarify his comments about 9/11, in a tense exchange back and forth, and I'm not so sure that he got his point across.
Well, that's right. That's right. So he seems to have some ability here to make some unforced errors on things, only because I think that he's not a career politician. Very much in the Trumpian way, right? Donald Trump was not being a career politician. He understood how politics works, but there's a difference to how you say things and how you can kind of edit something before you even say it, even in an extemporaneous situation.
Now, Larry Elder was telling the RNC that he thought he felt that he qualified because of the fact that he had apparently, in a Rasmussen poll, scored very well, and he was using that as his basis that he had qualified for the debate. The RNC said, no, you haven't. That's just one poll. You needed to have two. You had one. And he says, okay, I'm going to sue.
Right. He says in his, I don't even know what you call him these days. Is it a tweet on X or is it an X on X? I don't know.
It's an extra.
It's an extra. That's pretty good. But in his transmission over formerly known as Twitter, now called X, he says, quote, I intend to sue the RNC to halt Wednesday's presidential debate. And this has to do, of course, with the fact that they're saying he's not qualified to come on.
Now, I don't know how Biden is going to do this when he was told he couldn't, but the Biden administration is launching a new student loan repayment plan application.
Well, that's exactly right. And so, according to Biden's domestic policy advisor, Neera Tanden, she says, this plan's a game changer for millions of Americans, many of whom are putting off having children, buying their first home, or even starting a business because they can't get out from under their student loans. Student loans will be manageable, she says. And, you know, Captain, again, people say to themselves, well, wait a minute. Well, I paid for college or I went through college, and is anybody going to reimburse me those expenses? I mean, where does it end? Is it just for people now? What's the cutoff and how do you qualify? You know, it doesn't look good to the general voters, but only to, I think, a niche of voters.
Who was the Texas Democrat that switched to the GOP citing Biden's border policy?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's right. We did hear about that, that there was a Texas Democrat who decided to switch over. We'll get their name here. But evidently, because this Biden, obviously the Biden border policies are just leaving the regular people behind, right? People just don't think like the Biden administration does or as the far left does.
Well, sure. That doesn't take a brain surgery for that one. By the way, several California community college professors are suing the state for violating their First Amendment. What are they complaining they're not being able to say?
Well, what they're talking about is that they're having to present different views that they don't agree with, for one thing. So I think this goes beyond the idea that when you talk about a subject, there's going to be different points of view, there's going to be different aspects, and, you know, some things may collide in the middle of that philosophically. But what they're mad about is that they're being compelled, evidently, to make speech.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to be right back with more. Bottom of the hour coming up. And your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. Former Trump attorney John Eastman is out on bond after surrendering to police as part of the 2020 election interference case in Georgia. Eastman responded to reporter questions outside the jailhouse.
Do you still think the election was stolen?
Absolutely.
Still.
No question. No question in mind.
Trump is expected to be booked in the same Fulton County jail on Thursday. One-third of adults believe COVID-19 vaccine misinformation, according to a KFF survey. Almost all respondents, 96%, recognized false claims, with a third linking COVID vaccines to sudden deaths in healthy individuals. Of those, 10% considered it definitely true. Stocks are mostly down on Wall Street after bank shares slid today. Declines in financial stocks offset tech gains after S&P Global cut credit ratings for several U.S. banks. Dick's Sporting Goods and Macy's fell sharply. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care .com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, let me tell you about Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. If you're kind of running the gamut with doctors and you're not getting anywhere and you got a leg problem, a foot problem, an ankle problem, some sort of leg problem, where you got swelling or inflammation, or maybe your toes are bent a little bit this way and that way and all that sort of stuff, then you need to check with Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, especially if you have a wound that's developed that you can't seem to control, because they specialize in all of that, and it's all interrelated. It's all interrelated. So 727-896-4615 is their phone number. That's 727-896-4615. They'll talk to you anywhere you're at in the country. They've got a satellite office up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So there you go. Talk to them. Call them up. See what they can do. And I'm telling you, They worked a miracle for me. I'm talking to you today because of them, and I wholeheartedly endorse them. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, phone number 727-896-4615. All right, we got Kyle Warren back on the telephone line here. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And we have one of our favorite callers up in Colorado calling. It would be none other than Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Cap, for the podcast. I was online, and I was reading online, and some Hollywood studio in California, where Professor Politics is currently is a resident, is enacting these COVID-19
right.
mandates for his employees. And I'm thinking, I mean, COVID-19 was such a scam as it is. And the only ones who are going to get rich from these masks are the people that make masks. So, I mean, it's just so ridiculous that they're all this panicking over a virus that came from China. In my opinion, it was a man-made virus. And of course, they try to blame the bats, you know, throw the bats under the bus, but the bats had nothing to do with the COVID-19 virus. Just like the bats didn't have nothing to do with the so-called Spanish flu. So, I mean, and then of course you have these so-called, vaccines, which really don't do anything for you anyway. I mean, like, when you look at the flu vaccine, it's about 30% effective, maybe even less effective. So, I mean, so it's these mandates, these mass mandates are just ridiculous. It's fear, it's paranoia, and the only one that took a stand against COVID-19 and didn't go crazy over was the government of Sweden. They took a stand and said, oh, well, we'll just treat COVID-19 like the flu.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's just typical, we love riding dirty, broken down, dark side, donkey ass. But anyway, Cat, Professor Politics, audio.
All right. And by the way, Kyle, it's not just California. I mean, I heard this being talked about in New York City. One of the school districts once again said because of the outbreak, and they used the word outbreak, they're going to have masks, require people to wear masks. And I think there was another blue city somewhere. It might have been Chicago or somewhere around there, but that's what I thought I heard. So it's starting to surface again.
Well, it is, and what Aaron was talking about there is the Lionsgate in Santa Monica at their headquarters. They're saying that anybody who physically works there has to wear a mask at all times. They have to be KN95 or N95. And get this, Captain, this is from their actual memo, at all times within the building, effective immediately, except when alone in an enclosed office or large open workspace. In addition, employees are required to submit to daily COVID testing and to report the results to the company. Can you imagine that?
I can under the old rules when nobody knew anything, but I can't under the fact that now we all know the game that was played.
Right. I don't think you're going to get a large portion of the population to submit to this kind of thing. Again, everybody wants to be healthy. Nobody wants to get sick. COVID's a real thing, but they're not going to allow the shutdowns and the problems that have occurred. We're still seeing, Captain, especially those kids who were locked down during the, and especially if they were younger, and they're having all kinds of problems now as they get into the higher grades because they didn't have the right experience and they were harmed by a lot of that.
Now the U.S. has lifted controls on some of the Chinese firms ahead of the Secretary of Commerce, former Rhode Island Governor Raimondo's trip. What's that all about?
That's right. The U.S. is lifting restrictions on some 27 Chinese companies and organizations. This means, of course, that what Washington is trying to do on the eve of this trip by the Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo, they're trying to, I guess, butter up the Chinese or something, or trying to smooth out things. But wait a minute. I mean, these restrictions are there for a reason. Now that, you know, if we can just easily bypass them, then that's not going to be, that's going to send the wrong message, ultimately.
Now, we've got the Putin bunch, the Putin clan, we'll call them, or I guess maybe cheerleaders was the way the article read. Putin's cheerleaders are arguing over nuclear strikes on Ukraine. This coming after Poland's leader says that Russia's moving tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus is shifting of regional security.
Well, that's right. Now, this has to do with people on television in Russia. A TV channel, Russia One, evidently, one of their media figures, Kremlin-backed, of course, basically says that Moscow should use nuclear weapons. And they're saying, you know, how long is this going to go on? Now they're going to give him these F-16s. As soon as they officially deliver them, we should conduct a strike, quote, with tactical nuclear weapons, unquote, said one of these commentators. And they say they're convinced we won't do it. This is why it should be done, they said. So, Captain, it's like madhouse time over in Moscow at this point. There is absolutely no reason to do this. This is extreme, and it's utterly unacceptable.
Okay, Ukraine has apparently made some gains in a strategic southeastern village. We knew they were working very strong over there to try to regain some of their territory, and I guess they did get this one village.
That's right. It's a place called Robitaille, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and they're seeing this as a significant advance in their counteroffensive that was launched here just a little while ago.
Now, U.S. economists has warned Americans to hunker down, that's hunker down, and save your pennies as an economic... Our economy is beginning to overheat a little bit.
Well, that's right. This, according to chief global economist from Piper Sandler, told Fox News Digital, basically, indeed, save your pennies because, unfortunately, quote, the economic outlook is going to get worse before it gets better, unquote. So they say, start being conservative, careful with your credit cards. It is a time to hunker down and to try to maintain your savings rather than get further into debt, unquote. Now, this happens at a time, Captain, when a lot of people have already started doing hardship withdrawals from their 401ks, or they have run up the credit cards, or they've depleted the savings. Any COVID money that came in, that's long gone. And so people get to a point, and the economy will get to a point, where there's no more resources to draw from for consumers. What are they going to do then? I think they'll see a collapse in spending if it gets to that point.
Yeah, right. Now, there's a California resolution calling for a constitutional convention to redefine the Second Amendment set for a hearing. What do you think is going to happen there? And I've heard about this.
Yes, well, this is one of those things that, I'm sure they can call for, but a constitutional amendment, hard to do.
All righty. Here comes the break. We're going to take the break. We're going to come back with a Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back with a whole bunch more. And the weather all across the country, too. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to smokybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Barracuda. Yeah, that's not the Beach Boys, but that is a Wilson girl. Kyle, who is that singing that?
Well, that's Annie Wilson, that's for sure.
And that's that's Annie one Wilson of the Beach Boys' heart. Daughters, right?
No, I don't think so, no.
All right, I thought that the two of them, one of the two sisters that were there that were in that group, that they were part of the Beach Boys group, but oh well, I got it all confused.
No. There was another Wilson. There was Carney Wilson, right?
Right.
That was they were in Wilson Phillips, right? Something. There was a different group. Yeah.
She had a television show later on. But anyway, tell us about the weather out your way.
All right, folks, we don't have a whole lot of alerts to tell you about on the map tonight, so that's good for our drivers out there this morning. We continue with the air quality alerts. This is going to be in northern Washington, down through Spokane, down through Moscow, and into just east of the Walla Walla area. And this has to do with some wildfire smoke becoming an issue. This other stretches all the way up into Canada, by the way. And then in southern Oregon, if you're coming down Interstate 5 near Roseburg, down through Medford and Klamath Falls and over to Bend, Oregon. You've also got a similar air quality alert again for wildfires burning in the area. The precipitation that we saw last hour, still there, although it's drifting a little bit more eastward from Miles City along I-94 over towards North Dakota. You still got rain right through Miles City right now up in eastern Montana. So be careful out there.
Well, I'll tell you what. We got us a whole bunch of heat. We're having a heat wave, and it's all in the central part of the United States from, Minnesota and North Dakota and over to Wisconsin and over to the lower part of Michigan and all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico to include about half of Texas, all of Louisiana, all of Mississippi, all of Alabama, part of Florida, and that's what we got. Now, the really, really, really super hot temperatures are going to be in the western part of Ohio on down to the southwestern part of West Virginia and the northeastern part and the upper half of Kentucky. And I mean, it's going to be scorching, 105 degrees plus everywhere, and some temperatures will be much warmer than that. Now, elsewhere around the countryside, you're going to have a lot of 100-degree temperatures, actual temperatures today. The entire state of Arkansas, entire state of Missouri, all of Iowa, all of Illinois, most of Wisconsin, the lower half of Minnesota. And, by the way, we've got a schmutz alert up there around the Twin Cities up towards the northeastern corner of Minnesota tonight, so some really foul air up here. North Dakota, we've got a heat advisory up there. It's a watch, not an advisory yet, but it will be for the whole central part of North Dakota. And then South Dakota, you've got a heat advisory there, southeastern corner of South Dakota, very hot, 100-plus degree weather. Same way with the eastern part of Nebraska, and halfway across Kansas, it's all the same temperature, 100-plus, and down into Oklahoma, the eastern third of Oklahoma, to include Tulsa and Oklahoma City, and on down 35 all the way down into Texas, you've got 100-plus degree weather. Texas tonight, you're going to get a little bit of a reprieve around the Metroplex. It's going to be in the 90s. The heat will be over to the east, over towards the Texarkana and on down towards lower part of Texas down there around Houston. Temperatures will be around 100 degrees. Same thing in Louisiana, most of the state in the hundreds. Lower part of Mississippi, south of I-20, most of it will be in the 100s. All the way across I-10, all the way to Tallahassee. 100-degree weather, 90-degree elsewhere. Same thing with Alabama, same thing with Georgia. We got a little bit of fog up to the north and the west of Georgia tonight. And as I said, we've got the storms, the hurricanes, and one of them, which is Harold, is the rain is all that's about left of that. A little bit of wind, not much, but the rain is almost all the way to El Paso right now, going right up the Rio Grande River Valley. It's done that since it came ashore. And Harold, I'm sorry, Franklin, the other one, which is down just right about now getting ready to cross. Looks like it's getting ready to cross the Dominican Republic and go between the Dominican Republic and Cuba and probably make a right turn and go out to sea. But we got a couple more storms out there. So there's one, two more behind them. They're out in the ocean right now. Too early to tell what's going to happen. Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, about 30 seconds worth, please.
All right, folks, don't forget to head on over to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out about all the great amenities that Pilot and Flying J travel centers have for our truckers, our travelers, and our RVers out there across the highways and byways. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, hold that thought, and let's see here. We're going to go up to answer line number one, and that would be Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. There's a wind blowing in my ear, so I know she's there. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Tell us the story we all want to know. And by that I mean Joe Biden is in more trouble in Hawaii now than he was before because the people aren't buying what he's selling. They're mad. They're really mad.
Well, I should be mad. You know, this cat. You know, it didn't look like he talked with any Hawaiians, you know, that were victims of this. At least I didn't see that.
Nope.
You know, the FEMA is not being responsive. You would think that we would be sending in C-140s into Maui with supplies. I haven't seen any of that.
Nope.
You know, what's the plan for where people are supposed to stay and live? I mean, it took him forever to get there, and then he talked about only himself. And so before he even got to the podium, there were protests. I mean, there were people standing on the street with signs of telling him to go home.
Yep,
you
could see
him there.
I saw him.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, a lot of people are comparing this to George Bush's Katrina. I would actually argue it's almost kind of like the same thing. It's really, in this case, it had nothing to do with George Bush, but we found out how corrupt New Orleans was, and now we're finding the same thing with Maui.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with Kyle Warren and Denise Simon with more. And by the way, I was involved in Katrina. I sat there in Montgomery, Alabama, waiting for the orders to go into New Orleans. We sat there for 2 days, and nobody asked for anything that we had. We had plenty of it. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.